It's Mark and Walt in the morning, sunny 101.9. As we continue on a Tuesday morning, it is time for our regular active physical therapy update. Today, I'm joined on the line by Casey Madigan, who is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You are joining us this morning to talk about some lifestyle modifications, and the purpose of that is to improve pain and get some better energy and overall health. Before we even get into that, I think it's important to distinguish here, Casey, that this is obviously for people that are in some physical rehab, but this is also for the general public, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in my profession, we see a lot of people with chronic pain and issues that they're trying to heal from. But even if you're not in therapy, some of these measures can be taken to kind of help your own situation. So you don't necessarily need to be going through any big rehab process, but yeah, you can definitely use some of these techniques to help you out.
Well, we're talking about things that, you know, maybe people have low energy, aches and pains and those types of things. What can people do that they can help themselves if they're dealing with this?
Well, I think the three biggest things that are, I'd say, a little bit under addressed sometimes in the medical system and sometimes in therapy are diet, sleep, and activity level. So those three things are pretty underutilized or underaddressed, and they actually have a pretty profound impact if you can tune into them to better your situation.
So let's break that down a little bit. Let's talk first about diet. What's important to keep in mind with that?
Yeah, food can either harm you or help you. It can actually heal you rather than harm you. So food is healing, and sometimes we don't think of food that way. We just eat to be full. But in reality, food is what can help heal you and help improve energy and set you on a proper path to recovery and optimal health.
Okay, so what's important to keep in mind when you're looking at things to eat, things that can help you with this?
Well, just I like to keep it simple. You know, eating whole foods, you probably hear that pretty frequently, but eating whole foods, foods that come from the earth, if they're coming in a package or wrapping, they're likely not a good source of food. So natural foods are going to be your best bet, and that's the first thing to start with. Avoiding sugar, we've heard that a ton, but it really is pretty important. If you can reduce that sugar intake, get good whole foods in, and increase your water intake on top of that, that'll set a good tone for you.
We're talking with Casey Madigan, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy, about some modifications to maybe improve your pain, the energy levels, overall health. One of those things, Casey, is also sleep. Sleep can be difficult for a lot of people. I mean, you're talking to a morning radio guy here right now. Sleep is one of those challenges, especially in the modern world. What's important to keep in mind with sleep? What should we be doing to help us feel better?
Yeah, sleep is something that a lot of people struggle with. I've struggled with it in the past myself. But there are some things that you can do, and with sleep, you know, sometimes we think about sleep as you do it so that you don't feel tired, but sleep is the body's way to kind of heal the body, get rid of old cells, rest the central nervous system. These are all incredibly important, and it's the way your body heals. Some ways that you can improve your sleep are avoiding caffeine, you know, in the afternoon hours. The half-life of caffeine is about 6 hours. So if you have some, even in the afternoon, by the evening time, you're still going to have half that caffeine in your system. Another thing would be reducing screen time, not, you know, using your phone 1 to 2 hours before bed. Trying to eliminate TVs from your nighttime routine. I know that's difficult. And then, you know, when you wake up in the morning, try to go for a walk or get outside and get some sun in your eyes. That kind of helps to kickstart your natural circadian rhythm. So yeah, those are some basic tips that can help people with their sleep and get a higher quality sleep rather than, you know, a longer duration sleep. You should really aim for that quality sleep of 7 to 8 hours.
That's Casey Madigan. He's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy. Casey, when we're touching on these things like diet, sleep, and activity all working together to improve your pain and energy and overall health, how do you apply this when you're working with somebody in therapy?
Well, in therapy, that's something that we can touch on and kind of educate people in ways to help themselves, especially if you were dealing with chronic pain. A lot of people are in chronic pain. They have issues that they look at them and they have no idea how it's going to get any better. And in those instances, some of these modifications can really help people a lot, even more so than sometimes just the therapeutic exercises or whatever it is that we're doing. Some of these modifications can be the most important thing that you can do for yourself.
I don't want to say this sounds like common sense, Casey, but in a way it kind of is. It's like, you know, eat good things, watch what you eat, try to get quality sleep, which I think that's a very important point, not just sleep, but try to get quality sleep, and then move, be active, and it should help overall, right?
Oh, absolutely. When I talk to patients about this stuff, sometimes I feel the same way. It does seem like common sense, and sometimes, you know, the answer is right in front of you, and these things are pretty easy. They, you know, the body's about habits, so you form a habit, and once it's formed, you're going to be in a much better place, and you'll enjoy your movement and the way you feel quite a bit more. But yeah, it's something that everyone can do, and they're pretty easy. It just takes a little bit of initiative and looking right in front of you.
What's a good way for people to find out some more information?
Well, they can go to stayactiveup.com. That's the website. They can give a call at 906-226-0574 if they want a little bit more information. If they have injuries or have rehab questions, we do offer free consults. And then we also have a wellness package for people who don't necessarily have any injuries or anything that they need to be treated for, but if they want to get a little bit more information or want to work with somebody on some of these wellness issues and overall health, we do offer packages in that regard.
Well, I do appreciate your time today, Casey, with an update on this. It's very good information. We'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much for having me, Walt.
That's Casey Madigan. He's a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy for our regular Active Physical Therapy update here on Mark and Walt in the Morning. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.